Toastmasters is not the end. It is a means. This is a practice area. We come in, if we were great public speakers, if we did perfect speeches all the time, we wouldn't have to be here. This is a place that we come in and we learn to get our voice. We learn to stand on our feet, think on our feet, and we're going to make a lot of mistakes. And we need to have an environment that encourages the membership to push themselves into areas they're not comfortable with. Myself, I had a very difficult time reading a speech. I did the interpretive reading manual twice. They were brutal for as I did that. Okay? But I got through it and I was able to develop that ability because I was in the Toastmasters environment. So you have to maintain a fun, friendly environment. Come back to the energy. When that meeting starts, and I've been to a lot of clubs, when I was drilling for my international speech last year, I was probably to 25 different clubs, and I would go in and I would watch how these clubs started, how their meetings started. I watch if they started on time, if they're sitting around going, we're going to take another 5 minutes to see if anybody else shows up. And right then I would know what type of club atmosphere I was going to have. And when the ones that started on time and when they started with a bang, and the energy was there and everybody realized they were part of something greater than themselves, and the president stood up and he got that meeting going, and it was fun, and there was some laughter right up front, and the guests were introduced, and it was snap and pop. I knew we were in for a good ride.
Well, you make a good point, Lance. However, as a president, talk to me a little bit, expand a little bit, I should say, about being able to have a fun environment. I'm kind of a conservative person myself. I'm not sure that I can get up in front of the group and be a comedian. So does that mean that only the people in the clubs who have humorous backgrounds or who can be humorous should be president? But what about those people who are like myself, who may not be that kind of stand-up comedian? Is there something you can coach us on?
Well, when I say fun and friendly, I don't really mean, you know, necessarily funny.
Oh, okay.
Okay? We'll just clarify that.
I don't have
that.
To be funny then.
You don't have to get up and be funny.
Yeah, thank goodness.
But it's just the difference between coming in and we're going to start the meeting and somebody stands up in front of the meeting and says, well, good morning, everybody. We're going to get the meeting started here. And I see we have some guests out there this morning. Or do you actually take it and put your life energy into it and say, good morning, everybody. Boy, it's great to see everyone. We have some guests here today. Would you please stand up and tell us your name and how you found out about the club? And everybody claps, and the person leads the clapping, and you feel that energy. We've started. We're moving. We're not efforting our way through this meeting for the next hour, and people are looking at their watches and wondering how much longer is it going to be. On it. It's not that type of a thing. And there's action and activity, and it's that type of energy that you've got to put into the meeting.
Well, let's just back that up a little bit. When you walked into those 20-plus clubs that you visited, were you greeted at the door? Did you wander around? Or does that even matter when you're talking about the energy of a club and building a championship club?
Well, I had all of it. I had some clubs because I'd usually called ahead in that situation and said I was going to be coming in. And sometimes I walked in, I found a seat, and would look around for the Toastmaster and see who I was supposed to talk to, and everybody seemed to be busy doing other things. There were other times it was set up, there was a big sign up front, Toastmasters meeting here, there was somebody out front when I walked in, there were name tags, how do you do? Oh, how do you do? You're Lance Miller, we're so glad to have you today. And again, the difference in those is night and day. And the successful clubs, you come back to doing those ordinary things, but doing them extraordinarily well. The energy, the communication starting right when you walk in the door. Positive energy, good communication with people. I felt like I was in a professional environment, which is one of the other aspects I talk a lot about, is that we need to raise the level of these clubs up to a professional level.
That's
so
it.
That we attract the professionals in that are going to really benefit, you know, by Toastmasters. But when you walk into a club and you realize, this is something that would challenge me. This is something that I could get a lot out of. Not a situation where you go in there and you have a little bit of stage fright, and after four or five speeches, you feel like you're as good as everybody else in the club, and you've gotten everything out of it you can get out of. And when I look at the club turnover, the membership turnover we had in our club, when our energy was low, communication was bad, we weren't really watching those things, we had a lot of turnover with our membership. I think people realized they weren't going to get any more out of it. They no longer had that purpose for improvement. It wasn't fun to come to, so they weren't getting the entertainment aspects or the pleasurable aspects out of it, so they stopped coming. The exact opposite happened when there was this incredible area for growth. We were constantly challenging each other. in how the meetings were run and the level of speakers we were developing, energy was high. It was fun. It was a great group of friends. People wouldn't drop out. They continue to pay dues because I may come back. I'm going to be through a school in 2 years. I want to come back, whatever. You know, my child will be three in 3 years from now, and I'll come back when I can leave her at home in the morning, you know.